The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Aaron Summers with the Pocahontas Record Democrat and Luke Keyes with KMAQ Maquoketa. Aaron, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Thank you, Senator. What can you tell us about any progress being made towards ending the federal government shutdown?
You won't believe that. I just got off the phone with another journalist, asked me exactly the same question, and I said I'd give you more information in 2 hours after our leadership meeting. But right now, I'll tell you that I don't know anything more than I did, what you would have seen on television, everything. I got back at 9 o'clock, flying out of Des Moines at 6 o'clock this morning. I haven't had any conversation with any of my colleagues. That'll start in about an hour. Maybe I could give you more information, but we're shut down, and it's a sad commentary because it costs money to shut the government down. It costs money to open the government up, and government's supposed to be a service to the people. You can't serve the people if you aren't open. And then it's legitimate for us to call it the Schumer shutdown, because 13 times during the Biden administration, he voted for what we call clean continuing resolutions. This is a clean continuing resolution. But the reason I think it can be legitimate to call it the Schumer shutdown, not just because I'm a Republican and he's a Democrat, but for the reasons I gave you, but he also voted for this very same thing in March, and he took a big chastising from the progressive wing of his party, and so he's got to shut the government down to prove how tough he is. And 750,000 people are laid off, and people on my staff are working today, but they aren't getting paid, and things of that nature. It's just not fair. And I don't know how you can live in this town without getting a paycheck. It's a very expensive town. Luke.
Yes, I was wondering about the progress that's being made with China and the trade wars. Will the farmers be able to sell the soybean crop that's coming out of their fields anytime soon?
I just, at noon today, Eastern time, I had a discussion with the Secretary of Treasury, who's one of our negotiators, on that very subject. And he says that the president's going to meet with Xi in a couple weeks at what's called the Southeast Asia. It's a meeting of heads of state of Southeast Asia and the United States and a few other countries. So hopefully something will come out of that. But right now, they haven't bought a single soybean from us. We're having a very abundant soybean production by the farmers this year, and no place to take it. And there's some places where elevators are so filled up that they probably won't even be able to receive from the farmers. So if you don't have on the farm storage, you could be in tough shape how to get rid of your soybeans. I wish I had better news, but it's key to getting our soybean price up, selling to China. Aaron?
Thank you, Senator. Can you talk a little bit about the concerns that led you to write letters to two federal judges for using AI in their decisions?
All I can tell you is I don't know. It sounds ridiculous. I'm sending a letter to the two judges to ask them how they arrived at that being an appropriate way to write a decision. It ought to be outlawed. I would think that these judges would be embarrassed for that. But I don't have any more information. And maybe when we get an answer, you could ask me then. I'd be glad to take an interview from you, or maybe you'd read our press releases. But right now I have no more information. Luke.
Yes, thank you very much. One thing that I know that a lot of people are still talking about, and something that hasn't really died down at all, is the Epstein files. I was wondering why they still haven't been released, and what is so involved in them, and why they're being so closely guarded.
Yeah. Well, the House of Representatives is not meeting today, not because of the Epstein files, but it has a impact on a vote that could take place in the U.S. House of Representatives, because they think they now have enough votes to get the EPSI files released. That does not have to go through the United States Senate. And all I can tell you from what I know, because I've been trying to get information on the EPSI files as well, is that they think some innocent people would be hurt if too much of that information gets out, violate their personal privacy, and maybe other ways hurt them. Aaron?
Thank you, Senator. Can you tell us, give us some good news this week? What is something that Iowans might appreciate hearing about this week?
Well, the best news would be if the government opens up. Another bit of good news is probably the best soybean crop that Iowa's ever produced. Corn, I don't have enough information on at this point, but since agriculture is so basic to the economy of Iowa, about one out of every five jobs connected to agriculture, either production or processing or manufacturing of machinery, it's very important that we have a good agricultural economy. For Washington, D.C., even though the government shut down, they need to know that as chairman of the Judiciary Committee, I'm going to be holding an oversight hearing with Attorney General Pam Bondi tomorrow, which is an annual event that we do with the Attorney General, just like a month ago we did with the FBI director on the floor, not only having votes to open up the government, but we're also going to be having votes on the annual defense bill that we always have before the United States Senate. And the appropriators are working on the final appropriation bills to get the government funded. And that's assuming we open up the government. Luke, thank you for being on here, and you'll have the last question.
Yes, thank you very much. I was just wondering, kind of wrapping it up here, talking about the government shutdown, I was wondering what you believe can be done, not just by yourself, but by your fellow congressmen and senators to prevent such, you know, such a headache to happen again.
Well, we got several ideas. Senator Johnson of Wisconsin had a vote 2 weeks ago that would keep government open automatically at the end of a fiscal year, with spending to continue at the rate of the previous 12 months, and the government wouldn't shut down. You'd continue to work on the appropriation bills. And when you got the appropriation bills passed for the next fiscal year, which should be right now, but probably won't be until the end of this calendar year, then government wouldn't be shut down. That only got 37 votes. I want you to know I voted for it. 2 years ago, Senator Lankford had a similar proposal. I say similar. The goal was exactly the same, but it was handled a little bit different than Johnson did his, that would keep government open while we're trying to reach these compromises that are necessary. It's just stupid to shut the government down. I suppose I'm repeating what I said earlier to another question, and maybe it was you, but don't forget, it costs money to shut the government down, costs money to open the government up. The government's supposed to be a service for the American people, and you can't do it. And that's just why it makes the whole process a stupid process. Thank you, Luke and Aaron, for participating. See you some other
time. Thank you, Senator.
Bye.
Thank you, Aaron and Luke, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.